This is Stacy.
Hey, good morning, Stacy. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Trying to get more deals your guys' way, so doing my best here. I want to follow up. Our credit team's not in yet, actually, on a file they sent over and make sure they got kind of the right story over to you. It's a deal called, it's a deal we actually want to go docs out on pretty soon. It was approved on Friday. It is called,
Is it the Avigna Granite?
Yeah.
NAA? Okay. Yeah, I have an email from Grant here from Friday night. I'm just getting ready to pull the file.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
Can I give you the basic story?
Be fine, I think. Let me pull the file out here.
Cool. Do you mind if I share with you kind of the basic info?
Sure.
Cool. So we have a... it was submitted for $60,000. It was approved with some money down because I think some of the credit issues. It turns out, actually, we misread the invoice, and the equipment cost is $80,000, but the customer just wrote a check to the vendor for a deposit for about $20,000. So basically, our concern is whatever's easiest for Axis, but I know sometimes you're kind of, after seeing that invoice, you're kind of zone for $75,000 sometimes causes issues. So I just wanted, I didn't know if you wanted maybe the vendor to give any, I don't even know if the vendor's cast a check yet, but we can also have, you know, the customer pay down the vendor $5,000 or $10,000 to go below that $75,000 limit and put money down to you. Whatever's really easiest. I just wanted to kind of run it by you and get your thoughts.
Well, yeah, because I do think that if we go over $75,000, they're going to want fins.
Okay. So what's your best thought on this kind of deal? My thought would be this, actually. Is it possible, since the customer's already given $20,000 down and it's already approved, to just finance the $60,000, but since the money's going to the vendor already, just write it as basically a zero down on $60,000 since there's already that big down payment, or no?
No, that's not going to work.
Okay.
Because the credit is not, they're a 578.
Correct. There's a lot of, just to give you a little insight, and I don't know if anyone cares, basically what happens in this working capital space is that at this point, a lot of these merchants are saturated with phone calls, and unlike the leasing space where people can have some experience and tell people the truth, a lot of people in the working capital space just tell people outright lies. They'll say, hey, look, we've got 5-year loans at 4%. Why don't you apply? And what happens is the customer's credit, it just ran to the ground. I know this because I have customers that call me when we've actually had signed docs in-house, and someone calls them out of the blue and says, hey, we can do the same rate. We can do the same deal as Cardiff, but half the rate. And they just shop. It's basically, it's because they're just fishing for deals. But that's just the only insight I'd give. But I just would like to get the deal done cleanly and wanted your thoughts because this is kind of some last-minute stuff.
I don't know.
You want to think about it and give me a holler, maybe?
Yeah, because I'm afraid if we submit it for the $79,980.
I agree.
I mean, because they don't want to put any more down than the $19,985 they already have, I'm assuming.
They don't. I don't think they'll. I mean, I presented terms with them, and then after I saw and realized the invoice, I was like, "Oh, let me see what I can do for you." The vendor is a really flexible person, so I can always tell him if he has cash a check to give it back, or if to not cash the check to take 10 or some money down from the vendor and us to finance the remainder. You know, that's fine. I don't think he's he's not a difficult person to deal with in that respect. And yes,
do you have the invoice?
Oh yeah. Grant should have sent it to you.
Yeah, no, I don't have an invoice.
What?
I don't think. No, I don't have an invoice here. It's not in the file anyway, and it's not on
I just sent them an email to send to you. Did he not attach it?
Mm-mm. Well, there was nothing attached to the one he sent me on Friday night. So, let's see.
There was no quote. Okay, let me just...
I mean, because basically, if we at $79,980, 15%, what we were requiring down was $12,000. So, I mean, he's putting an extra.
You're requiring $12,000?
Well, I know if we were doing If I figure 15% on the full amount of 79.90.
Oh yeah, we quoted like just
that's 12. Yeah, that's 12,000. Yeah, we were looking at on the 59.985. I don't know. I can, yeah, because it's subject to review of invoice, so I can take it back to credit and just have them.
Well, the one thing that I don't want to do is risk the approval. So if it's smarter and you're going to tell us, like, hey, look, I'd rather give the client the choice and say, hey, look, we got two choices here. Here's the bottom line. If you go in here, you risk. If, you know, like, I just tell the client straight up, look, you got two options. You got an approval for 60 grand, kind of no harm, no foul. If you stroke a check for this 8 grand down or 8 grand as first payment, your deal is going to fund really quickly. However, if we go back into credit, something can always blow up. I'd rather give him that choice if you're telling me, hey, you risked something. Did you get that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I'll just take this. I mean, she will, you know, I'll just kind of talk to her and see what she.
Okay, cool.
What she thinks, and I'll let you know.
Cool. This wouldn't risk the approval, though, correct?
No, I mean, you know, as far, I mean, they could still say they have to put more money. I mean, this down plus they may still require something back, you know, more
okay.
money to us.
Is gotcha.
I mean, I don't think they'll take the approval away, but they may require them still to put more money down to us. I don't know how much, but.
Yeah, oh, so it could just stay the same or go a little less. Okay. And like I said, if it helps out, the vendors are really, the equipment's in stock, it's ready to ship. We would like 100% pre-funding. I don't know if the story got around, but to you, sometimes our system doesn't really integrate well. The client's, I believe, putting this in a warehouse he's leasing. I've got the lease coming over to me today. But yeah, just let us know. And like, if you want the vendor to get, you know, not, I don't even, like I said, know if the deposit's cash, but he can, if it has been, he can always give it back, take a less deposit, whatever is good by you.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, we'll see what they say. All right, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Stacey. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ruben. Bye-bye.